Okay, the sugging we did yesterday was extremely complicated. With your permission, I'm going to miss out a few lines. I'd like to go straight to the next sugya, otherwise we're just going to get bogged down with extremely complicated cheshbonos. Have a look at the Gemara. The first word on the line is asifa. First word on the line, it's on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Asifa. And we're beginning there, smichas zakenim.
How far down?
It's about 10 lines from 12 lines from the top.
Ah, see it. Okay.
Now, if you go back to the Mishnah, all the way back to the opening Mishnah on the base Amud Aleph, to open up the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, if you have a look there, the first wide line. The first wide line of the opening Mishnah. Do you have it where it says, Smichas Zakenim Va'arifas Egla B'shloisha? Do you have that line of the Mishnah? The first line? First wide line.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean? Smichas Zakenim. So have a look there at Rashi. If you remember when we learned the Mishnah, we in fact did not learn the whole Mishnah. We said we'll keep on referring back to it. So this is exactly what we're doing. So have a look there at Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Smichas Zakenim. Says Rashi, Al Roish Par Helem Dovar Shel Tzibur. What's a Helem Dovar Shel Tzibur? Welcome, Nachum. Welcome, Alex. We're on the Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi is talking about Smichas Zakenim. So what's Smichas Zakenim? So Rashi talks about the par, which is obviously the cow, of the helem dovah shel tzibur. What is a helem dovah shel tzibur? A helem dovah shel tzibur is when the tzibur made a mistake based on a psak of the Beis Din. Okay? So imagine if the Beis Din would paskan, Rabbeisai, the following food is permissible to eat, and then it turns out it was non-kosher. Through no malintention on anybody's part, it was just a mistake. But based on the Beis Din's mistake, all of Klal Yisrael have been over an aveira. So under those circumstances, there is a very special korban, and it's called the par, the cow, the helem dover. Helem means concealed. Helem dover, the matter was concealed. Meaning there was something that was hidden from us and we didn't realize. Shel tzibur, it was done on a communal basis. So have a look again at that Rashi. Smichas zakenim. The elders, meaning of the Beis Din, are responsible to bring this korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and they have to do smicha. What does smicha mean? They have to rest their hands on the korban, which, by the way, we have to know that smicha, which means resting or leaning, is a part of every korban. Let's go back to basics. In the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when it talks about the korban brought by the individual,
Well, same thing that happened yesterday. We can't hear you. Say something. We still can't hear you. Say something. We can't hear you. It's the same thing that happened yesterday. We can't hear you.
We're back recording.
Yeah.
So every carbon person committed an Aveira, he brings a Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah writes that part of the process of bringing the Korban is V'somach Yodoi Al Rosh HaPara. He has to rest his hands on the head of the Korban, and he does Vidui, which means he confesses, and that's part of the Tshuva process. That's always what we mean when we talk about smicha. Smicha means to lean your hands. There's all halachas of smicha. You've got to lean with both hands. You've got to lean with all your koyach. That's not our subject for the moment. We're talking about when the zakenim, the elders, they are the ones doing smicha. Why are they the ones doing smicha? Because the bezdin made an error based on which the tzibur committed an avera. A special korban, therefore, has to be brought. We call this the par helem dovo, which means the matter was concealed. Helem dovo shel tzibur, the tzibur made a mistake. And the zakenim, they are the ones, as it were, who are the representatives. They come and they have to do smicha. And the big question is, how many? So look back now at the mission.
How many zakenim?
How many zakenim? I'm not sure if it means how many actually have to do the smicha or have to be present at the time of the smicha. So look again at that line in the Mishnah. Smichas zakenim. This is the first wide line in the Mishnah that's based on Aleph. Smichas zakenim. The zakenim resting their hands and va'arifas egla. What's arifas egla that we know is the parasha of egla arufa. A dead body is found. We don't know how he was killed outside town somewhere. So we know that a egla, a young calf, has to be brought and killed, etc., etc., etc. We'll discuss that later on. So we're discussing for the moment the first half, which is smichas zakenim. Now look in that Mishnah. It says smichas zakenim ve'egla arufa b'shloisha divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Oima b'chamisha. So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yishimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Do you need three dayonim to be present at the time? That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you actually need five. Now let's come back to our Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Omud Beis. First word on the line is Asifa. Smichas zakenim. Tana Rabbanon. We have a braisa which quotes the pasuk, which is the source of this halacha. V'somchu zikne. This is a pasuk which is written in Parshas Vayikra, and it says there v'somchu. I think it says v'somchu zikne ha'eda. The zikne ha'eda, the elders of the community, have to rest their hands on this cow. Excuse me. So the Braisa says, the somchu zikne. Yochel, I might have thought, zikne hashuk. What does that mean, zikne hashuk? Literally translated, elders
of the market.
From the marketplace, from the street. What does that mean, zikne hashuk? So have a look at Rashi. Rashi is towards the bottom on the fourth wide line at the end. Says Rashi, zikne hashuk, she'enon misanhedrin. When the Torah writes, the somchu zikne ha'eda, the elders of the community, it doesn't say clearly in the pasuk, perhaps, that these elders actually have to be members of the Sanhedrin. Maybe it's any three elders. Elders obviously doesn't just mean they're old. It means leaders of the community. But who says actually have to be members of the Sanhedrin? Members of the Sanhedrin. And that's what it means. I would have thought that you can have zikne hashuk. Any three elders, wherever you get them from, they are the ones. Says the Gemara, Talmud Loima Eda. That's why the Torah adds the word Eda. It doesn't just say Vesamchu Zakenim. It says Zikne Ha'Eda, the elders of the community. And that extra word Eda is a reference to the Bezdin, Sanhedrin. So it's got to be elders, but not any old leaders of the community. Leaders who are members of the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, one moment. E Eda. If just the word Eda, Yachol, I might have thought that Ketane Eda. What does Ketane Eda mean? Says Rashi. Mi Sanhedre Ketano. We know, as we've discussed many times, there are various different Sanhedrin in Klal Yisrael until you get, as it were, the High Court. What's the High Court? The Sanhedrin Gedoilo. 71 Dayonim. But besides that, you also have Sanhedrin Ketano, Junior Dayonim, as it were. So it's true, it can't just be any old elders. It's got to be elders who are members of the Sanhedrin. But which Sanhedrin? Yochel, says the Gemara, I would have thought, Ketane Eido, even the minors, as it were, of the Sanhedrin would also suffice. Talmud Loima Ha'Eido. The Torah doesn't say the Zikne Eido, it says Zikne Ha'Eido, with the extra hay. And an extra A teaches us that what does it have to be? Meyuchadin Sheba'eda. Those who are meyuchad, those who are extra special, as it were, in the Bezdin. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Meyuchadin Sheba'eda, Sanhedrin Gedolah. So again, I would have thought if it would have just said Zakenim, you've got to take any old elders, even if they're not members of the Sanhedrin. No, it says Eda, they've got to be part of the Sanhedrin. But maybe that means any Sanhedrin. No, it's Ha'Eda, the Eda, the absolute most choice Eda, which is therefore a reference to the Sanhedrin Gedola. They are the ones who have to have three members chosen, and they are there resting their hands on the par, which is brought on behalf of the Tzibur.
Is this a reference of greatness as well? Like they're better, they're holier, they're smarter, they're gedolah, they're bigger.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. When it says Ketani Eda, that would imply based in a 23.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
We're saying that's not good enough. You have to get it from the base. Okay.
From the High Court, from the Bezdin Agadol, Sanhedrin Gedolah.
Okay.
Doesn't this refer also back to that conversation we had weeks and weeks, maybe months ago, about Dayanim, and you have to have one that's a Bucky and one that's not, you know what I mean?
Right. But for Sanhedrin Gedolah, certainly they're creme de la creme, top of the tree. Says the Gemara, V'kamohein. So now we know, who they must be. The question is, how many of them? So now let's not forget, we actually saw in the Mishnah Machlokes, it's either three or five. So we're going to try and work out in the Psukim, where do you see either three or five? Says the Gemara, V'kamo hein. How many Dayanim do you need? Dayanim meaning Zakenim. How many Zakenim from the Sanhedrin Gedolah do you need at this Smicha process? Well, says the Gemara, what does it say in the Torah? It says, V'somchu zikne ha'eda. V'somchu, says the Gemara, quote unquote, V'somchu shnayim. Zikne shnayim. V'somchu is a plural. The word zikne is also plural, so it's two plus another two, which is four. Well, as we always know, harikan, vein bezdin shokul. As we said many times, the Bezdin cannot be an equal number, so you can't have two and two, which is four. Maisifin aleihem oid echad. You therefore add one more. Hari kan chamisha. That therefore brings you to five. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, this explains the opinion. We had two opinions in the Mishnah. One opinion was Rabbi Shimon, who says three. Rabbi Yehuda says five. How does Rabbi Yehuda know five? Because there are two words then the pasuk, which are written in the plural, v'somchu and ziknei. It doesn't say v'somach, and it doesn't say zokon. It says v'somchu, which is plural, Zikne is plural, 2 and 2 is 4. You cannot have an even number. You add one and you get to 5.
Does it have to be that one of them is unnecessary, therefore it's brought to teach us that? Because I don't understand why, because it's Zamchu Zikne. Zikne is teaching us the...
We'll see. The Gemara discusses it. Says the Gemara, therefore, the Zamchu is plural, is 2. Zikne is plural, is another 2. That's 4. You cannot have an even number of the Bezdin. You add 1, you get to 5. That's how Rabbi Yehuda gets his conclusion. You've got to have 5 Dayanim on the Bezdin. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, I disagree. I do not make a drasha from all the words that you do. So what do you say? Reb Shimon, Zikne means Shnayim. So he has missed out the word V'samchu. At the moment, we'll see. The Gemara immediately asks, how does he learn that word? So he just jumps into the word Zikne, which is plural. That tells you 2. Then Bezdin Shokul. You can't have an equal number to Bezdin. Therefore, Mesifin Alein Oidechod Harikan Shleisha. So everybody agrees that Zikne is 2. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Samchu is another 2. So you're up to 4, which brings you to 5. Rabbi Shimon, for some reason, ignored that word. So it's just 2, which brings you up to 3. So it's either 5 or...
I have a quick question. I'm sorry. A Bezdin Shokel has to do when they're making a decision. It seems that this is just a procedure of putting the hand, right? What is the decision that the Bezdin is making here?
You're right. But even when they don't make a decision, it's a general rule. A Bezdin can never be Shokel.
Yeah, but there's no disagreement. The whole point of Bezdin Shokel is that they don't disagree. So,
That's the original reason why a Bezdin can't be Shokel, but now it becomes an across-the-board rule. You cannot have any Bezdin under any circumstances, decision or no decision, which is Shokel.
Okay.
That's a good question. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Samchu and Zikne is 2 and 2 is 4. That's 5. Rabbi Shimon only made a drasha from the word Zikne, that's 2. That brought you to 3. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Hoksiv, the Samchu, How does Rav Shimon darshan the word, quote-unquote, v'samchu? Rav Yehuda did not ignore that word, but Rav Shimon seems to have just ignored it. So what are you learning from the word v'samchu? Why did you only darshan the word zikne to get you to 2? Surely you've got v'samchu, which should take you to 4. And then you've got to round it up, that brings you to 5. So why did you ignore the word v'samchu? Says the Gemara, Hahu mi boyele legufe. This is what Larry was pointing out before. What does that mean, Hahu mi boyele legufe? That word is required for its own translation. It's not an extra word at all. When there's a word which is superfluous, why don't we make a drasha? But if it's not a superfluous word, if the Torah says, on Sukkot, you've got to shake a lulav. Well, you can't ask, so what drasha do we make from the word lulav? Don't make any drasha. The Torah had to write the word lulav to tell you that you want to shake a lulav. There's nothing extra. Well, what do you want the Torah to write? Please shake a. What do you mean, shake a what? A banana? So for the word lulav is needed le gufe meaning for itself. So when the word is needed just for its own simple self-meaning, there's nothing superfluous, there's no extra word in the pasuk, and if there's no extra word in the pasuk, well, obviously, there's no drasha available. So if the Torah wants to write that you've got to do smicha, well, obviously, you've got to write the samchu. Therefore, that word is not extra. So I'm very sorry to tell you, says Reb Shimon, I'm fully aware that there is a word called the samchu. As far as I'm concerned, it's not available for a drasha. So we now get involved in what we always call a tennis match, because the ball will just be thrown backwards and forwards each time from one tana to the other. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now let's throw the ball back to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass the microphone over to Rabbi Yehuda. We say, Rabbi Yehuda, can you please respond to Rabbi Shimon? How can you darshan the word v'samchu? Isn't Rav Shimon right? Isn't v'samchu needed for its own translation? It's needed for itself. There's nothing extra. Says Rav Yehuda, no. Rav Yehuda says, legufei lo yitzarech. It's not necessary, and there is an extra word in this pasuk. Really? Why? What could have written? Deem came. Because if so, if you're telling me that the samchu is not superfluous, deem came, if you're going to tell me deloy osi the samchu, quote unquote, ledrasha, if you're going to claim, as Rav Shimon does, that the word the samchu is not coming for a drasha, why? Because it's not superfluous, it's needed. Le gufei. Well, if that's really true, I've got another way of writing it, far simpler. Lichtoiv. Why didn't it just simply write, Zikne ho'eido yedehem al roish hapor, quote unquote. Now, what does that mean? What should it have written? Now, there is a problem, I think, with the text in the Gemara as we have it. I wonder if Rabbi Art Scroll points this out. Because in the Gemara that I was looking at, which is a different one to the one I have in front of me, they point out that there seems to be a word missing. And really, what it should have said is, V'somach zikne ho'edo yedehem al roish hapor. It did not need to write v'somchu. It could have just written v'somach. So to simply miss out the word, anything to do with smicha, that I accept. You cannot miss that out. If the Torah would not write anything to do with smicha, well, how on earth would I know that the Torah requires smicha? So of course we've got to write smicha, but you did not have to write v'somchu in the plural. You could have written v'somach.
How? You're talking about two elders. How could Samach?
That's what I ask. I'll point that out, that the word the Samach is missing. I'm just curious.
Let's just see.
Because in our text, as we have it, the Gemara misses out the word. But in the Gemara I was looking up yesterday, they said that it really should say, the Samach Zikne Ho'ida.
No, this is the first time we've reached it, actually. I don't see.
How do they translate the imkain lichtoiv zikne ha'ido? How do they translate those words? Lichtoiv, let the Torah write what? How do they translate that?
The scripture should simply have written, the hands of the elders should be upon the head of the bull, without mentioning leaning.
Ah, okay, so you're justifying the text as we have it. But actually, it would have been totally unnecessary. It would have been totally unnecessary to write the word v'samchu b'chlal. Because if you would just say the hands of the elders should be on the parah, well, obviously that means they've got to place the hands. You don't need to write the word place.
Actually, the svara of samach, how does that work, Rabbi? Samach is for one person. Samach is not for ziknei. How would that work?
Then you're right. So according to Rabbi Yosef, he's answered. You would miss out the word v'samach completely. It wouldn't be written at all. You would simply write, Zikne ho'eda yedehem al Rosh HaPorah. The hands of the elders should be on the Rosh HaPorah. I don't need to write, and they should lean their hands. Just write, their hands should be there. So therefore, says Rav Shimon, I disagree, therefore, not Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, excuse me. Rav Yehuda says, I therefore hold that the word v'samchu is totally superfluous for a drasha. You're telling me, Rav Shimon, that it's needed le gufei for its own simple translation. I'm sorry, I can't accept that. You could quite happily have missed out that word and you would have understood everything. All the Torah needed to write was, the hands of the elders should be on the head of the cow. Why do you need to write, and they should rest their hands? Miss out the word rest. Just say the hands should be on. It turns out, therefore, in my opinion, says Reb Yehuda, that the word v'samchu is therefore, in fact, superfluous, and that was my license to make the drosha. So zikne is two, The samchu is another two. That brings you to four. You've got to round it up, not to have an even number, and that gets you to five.
I'm a little confused by your term superfluous. It seems like Rebbe Yehuda would say that that word is needed in order to come up with five.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's superfluous, and therefore I can make a drasha from that word.
Superfluous meaning you don't need it. You don't need it to understand what to do. It's so there to teach you.
The fact that it's there.
Yeah.
Gives me license to say that's another two. But I don't need it just for simple translation of the pasuk.
Right.
Shimon claimed what I do, because otherwise how am I supposed to know that they're going to lean their hands?
Okay.
It's not extra. It's like saying, shake a lulav, the word lulav is extra. It's not extra. If you don't say what I'm supposed to shake, how am I supposed to know?
So you're saying this is like saying, shake a lulav and take your hands and move it around and forth. So why do you have to say shake? You just told me. What do you think I'm right?
Right. So then shake would be extra.
Okay.
Okay. So now what do we have to do with the tennis ball? We have to now throw it back to Rav Shimon. The microphone gets passed back to Rav Shimon, and we ask Rav Shimon, isn't Rav Yehuda right? Why did you say that the samchu is needed legufe? Surely Rav Yehuda has a very valid taina. He has a correct claim, which is that no, it's extra. You could quite happily have written in the Torah, the elders should have their hands on the parah, and it wouldn't need anything else. Why do you have to say the samchu? So surely he's right. Rav Yehuda is right that the samchu is an extra word which you have to therefore make a drasha from. Says Rav Shimon, no. Rav Shimon says that he ksiv hocha. If it indeed would have written that, meaning without the word v'samchu, you're suggesting that the word v'samchu could in fact have been missed out completely and I would have understood the context nonetheless, and it therefore is superfluous and available for the drasha. I'm sorry, I still maintain that it's not superfluous. Why? Because iksiv hochi. If indeed it would have written, as you suggest, just say, the hands of the elders should be on the parah.
No, it's al-rosha parah.
Do you know what I would have thought? Hava amina, I would have been excused for thinking, my, what does it mean, al, quote unquote. It means besamuch.
Here.
Next to?
Yeah. Al means above.
Not to touch even?
Maybe not. Who says you have to lean? And even if it does mean touching, who says it means you have to actually lean on it? If I have this blue cup in front of me and I put my hands over here, do we all agree that my hands are now al the cup? They are. I'm not leaning on the cup. I'm just placing it. So therefore, says Rav Shimon, I'm sorry, I disagree. You're claiming that you could have missed out the word v'samchu and I would have understood everything. No, you wouldn't. Because if it would have simply said, the hands of the elder, al, on the cow, then maybe al just means samuch, close to. But who says it means you actually got to lean on it? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, al b'samuch. I would have thought that means veloy tzorich lemismach mamesh. I would have thought that you don't literally need to lean with all your koyach on the par. You just have to have it on the par, but not leaning on the par. Therefore, kos of rachmana. That's why the Torah had to write v'samchu, quote unquote, mamesh. What does mamesh mean? Literally, absolutely, it's not good enough just to have your hands touching, placed on the cow. Rather, you've got to be leaning with all your might on the cow. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, therefore, I'm sorry, I remain unmoved. As far as Reb Shimon is concerned, is the word v'samchu available for a drasha? No, it's not available. Rabbi Yehuda said it was available. Why? Because you could have missed out the word the samchu and have understood it perfectly well. Says Rabbi Shimon, no, I'm sorry, you would not have answered it perfectly well. If you'd have simply written that the hands of the zakenim should be on the cow, I would have understood that just means they should be physically on. Who says it means placed down with all the pressure? That you learn from the word v'samchu. And I'm therefore insisting, says Rabbi Shimon, that the samchu is simply not available for a drasha. So where do we put the microphone now? We now have to send the microphone back again to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, can you please defend your position? Why are you telling me that the samchu is superfluous? I would have understood everything without it. Rabbi Shimon has just claimed that you would have not have understood. You would have never have known that you need smicha. So look back into the Gemara. The Reb Yehuda, Gomar, he derives Roish, Me'oilo. Says Reb Yehuda, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. If it simply would have written, the hands of the elders should be on the cow, I would have not have known smicha. On just means maybe they're gently touching, but who says you've got to lean? Do you know how I learn? You've got to have smicha, not from the word besomchit, but rather because it says that they place their hands al roish. And it says in the Korban Oila, it also says there the word roish. So we have a principle called the Gzeirah Shava. And in the case of Oila, there the Torah writes clearly, you've got to have smicha. So what would we have done? Copy and paste. If you've got to have smicha by the Oila, then by virtue of the fact it says roish there and it says roish here, copy and paste, you've got to have smicha here as well. Ah, therefore, the word v'samchu over here really is superfluous to requirement and is available, therefore, for a drosha. So I'm not disagreeing with you, Reb Shimon. I agree that you can't simply write, have the hands of the zakenim on the pora. You wouldn't have known smicha from there. But I still would have known smicha, not from the word v'samchu, from the gzeira shava to oila. Says Rashi, look at Rashi quickly. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, mishum smicha mamesh loy itzrich v'samchu. In order to teach you the absolute smicha, I would not have required the word v'samchu. Elo lichtoiv, simply write es yedeim al roish, that their hands have to be on the head. Va'ano, and I would have said, Gomer, you learn roish roish mi v'samach yodoy al roish ha'oila. It says v'samach yodoy al roish ha'oila, and there it clearly is smicha, so the same is over here as well. And therefore v'samachu is available for a drasha. Therefore it's two plus another two. So again, the microphone now has to be pushed back to Reb Shimon. What did you mean that you need the samchu? Why do I need the samchu? Why can't you learn from the Gzeira Shava? Says the Gemara of Reb Shimon, Loi Gomar Roish Roish Me'ahila. He didn't learn that Gzeira Shava. We've said many, many times, you can't do a DIY Gzeira Shava. I can't every time it says this word and that word start copying and pasting. It's only if I was Makabal from my Rebbe, that there is such a Gzeira Shava. Reb Shimon says, I'm sorry, I have no Messiris, I have no Kabbalah from my Rebbe, that a Gzeira Shava like this exists. So as far as I'm concerned, therefore, the only place I can learn smicha is from the word v'samchu. It's not available in Russia.
Why couldn't you turn around your Yehuda and say, no, we learned smicha at Rosh